Good Friday night, everyone, from Independence Stadium in Shreveport. Mike Richardson along with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. We've got Longview and West Monroe, somebody we haven't played in quite a while, about 10 minutes away from kickoff. To tell you more about it, here's Brent Taylor.
Well, the way I know to tell you tonight is West Monroe is 2-0, Longview 3-0. These are two powerhouse teams from each state. And what Coach King likes to call, John, a big boy game.
Yeah, West Monroe was the number one ranked team in the state last year in Louisiana. They went to the finals game, and actually in the playoffs, they didn't give up a score in the playoffs until the final game. They ended up losing on the last play of the game, and they've come back this year. They returned a lot of starters. They lost a few people. They've got four offensive linemen that come back. They had their quarterback returning, Garrett Kamen, 6'3", a ULM recruit, and he goes down, and he's out at least for 6 weeks, they're saying, and he's 6'3". He 3 for 1,600 yards. He ran for 600. If you want a comparison, it would be similar to what would happen if Longview lost Haynes King.
Yeah.
Now, what they've done, they've replaced him, Lane Hill, and he's only 6 feet tall. He hadn't thrown the ball very well. He's 4 for 12 passing, and so what this has forced West Monroe to do is go more to their running game. They just don't throw it that much. They'll try to throw it some, but it's changed the whole complexion of their team. Now, they're going to have to rely on their defense, and their defense is good. They've got a lot of good players back. We talked to the announcer before. They've lost a couple of cornerbacks, but this is, make no mistake, this will be the toughest team we've played yet. I think it's going to be imperative that we play exceptional tonight, because what's going to happen is they're going to try to, kind of like Marshall did, except they're going to really run a real offense. They're going to try to shorten the game by running the football a lot. And the way you stop that is you stop the run early and force them to pass, and Longview gets enough opportunities. But that's what they're going to do. You're going to see them run a lot and throw a little.
So Longview's going to receive to start the football game. West Monroe's going to kick it off. It's going to be Brooks Miller to kick it off for West Monroe. All right, Longview's going to scrimmage first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. As we're playing Federation rules now tonight, not NCAA rules. Three wides near side of the field, spread formation Longview. Now motion back to the formation. They give it off to Meredith on the speed sweep, and he got 8 yards.
There's a flag over here on the far side of the field.
No, he got 6 yards.
I think they may call that on Jaden Braylon.
There is a penalty flag down. Let's see what this is holding against Longview.
You can wipe the run out. That was 8 yard pickup or 7 or 8 yards, and now they're going to go back and going to have the big walk off.
Three wide receivers set for Longview, tight end near side. Spread formation. King to run the quarterback draw. Up the middle.
Big hit and a fumble.
Fumbles the football. And I think West Monroe has it. They do at the 16-yard line.
Wow. That was a big hit. It's his quarterback draw, and he's hit and coughs the ball up. What a break for them early.
First down for West Monroe at the Longview 12, or 16. First and goal to go for West Monroe at Longview's 1-yard line. We're just underway here from Independence Stadium with 10-10 to go in the first quarter. Longview's turned it over on a fumble. I formation. Pierce, touchdown. West Monroe's on the board. It's 6-0.
That's a 2-yard dive play, Brent. And he just goes right over the left guard and just powers his way. He's a big player. He's an H-back, which means he can catch the ball or play fullback, and that time he gets the carry and is in for the touchdown.
Cade Pittard is going to kick the extra point. for West Monroe? Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So West Monroe's on top 7-0. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute.
Well, I can tell you, we've only played about four plays. I can tell you it's the best defense we've seen.
Oh, defensive yeah, by front. Far. Third down and four. At the 41-yard line, Longview, two wide receivers far side. Spread formation, two near side. King back to throw. Toss it outside. Caught. Caught for a first down by Horace Jackson. And all the way across midfield, or to midfield, is a first down for Longview at the 50-yard line. Third down and six for Longview from the 46 of West Monroe. Spread formation. Jones the running back. Four wide receivers set for Longview. King to the near side of the field. Throws it down the field for Kirby. Pass interference. This was against West Monroe.
Well, what happened is Kirby had the defensive back, Case Rourke, beat, and the ball was underthrown, and so he stopped. And when that happened, the defensive back ran into him and created the interference.
Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Wide receiver to the far side is Kirby. Wing on the far side. I formation. Back to throw to the end zone to Kirby. Caught, touchdown.
Well, that was just a fade route. King, as soon as he got the ball, just lofted it up, and Kirby able to run under it. Nice touch, nice catch, nice score for Longview.
7-6. And let's see. King will hold. Kick is up. And the kick is good. So, Longview's got it tied up at 7-7. With 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 1 minute.
Yeah, they're going to be probably forced to throw here, something they haven't done very effectively.
Third down and long. There goes the option pitch. The pitch back. Longview got him. Malik Cannon on the play. Malik Cannon made the play. He's the dime back, or the, I call him a kind of a rover, but he made a nice play against Williams, Jerome Williams, and it's fourth down. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the third, in the first quarter, to be exact. Longview scrimmage from their 9-yard line, so once again they start deep in their end of the field.
Well, I know this is early in this game, still in the first quarter, but I think it's pretty clear that West Monroe is definitely an upgrade from any of the other teams we've played.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. Two wide near side of the field. They give it up the middle to Meredith. He's in the clear.
Okay.
That's a 35-40, 45 midfield, 40-yard line, 30-yard line chase. That's a 10, that's a 5, touchdown Longview.
No flags.
Caden Meredith.
91 yards.
Not many guys that can catch him, and that time he was being chased the whole way by the defensive back, Jadaze Richard, but he just couldn't pull him down.
91 yards. Caden Meredith on the carry, and Lobby's got a 13-7 lead.
That's an impressive run, Brent.
It sure was. Tony Onofray to kick the extra point. King's got it on the tee, and it's up, and it's good. Longview's got a 14-7 lead with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. What an impressive 91-yard run. We're back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. And we've got a 14-7 Longview lead and a first down for West Monroe. Toss sweep to the far side of the field. Oh, Longview got there.
Fumble again.
Another fumble. Longview cannot come up with it.
That's three that they fumbled and they've come up with. That was caused by Tyshawn Taylor just unloaded on the back.
He sure did. Third down and it's third down and 15 for West Monroe. Third and 15. Little play action pass. Back to throw. He's chased. He's tackled. That was Malik Cannon. Well, what a good player he's become this year.
Yeah, and I tell you that Longview, West Monroe actually had a post route going that the guy was open, but Longview's pressure didn't allow the quarterback to release the football, and so count that up for the rush.
Third down and goal for Longview from the 6-yard line of West Monroe. .406 to go in the half. Clock stopped. Play clock's down to 5, now 4. King back to throw it. Throw it to the end zone, incomplete. Had C.J. Hopkins on a crossing route. The ball was just thrown too high and incomplete. Unafraid zone to kick the field goal. It's going to be a 23-yarder. Kick is on its way. It's good. Longview 17 and West Monroe 7. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Fourth down and long for West Monroe. They're going to punt it away. There goes the punt. High. Patrick Webb. Whoa. Made the catch. Wow. What was that?
It was a high, long kick, and he actually misjudged it a little bit, but he was able to pull it in and make the catch.
That's what it's going to be. Longview 17 and West Monroe 7. We'll go to halftime, and we'll be back with halftime stats on 106.5 The Jack FM in 3 minutes. Two wides to the far side of the field. Under center is Little, out of the eye formation. Play action pass. You're going to throw it. It's incomplete. Too high and incomplete. Yeah. So it's fourth down. King back to throw it. Throws it outside. Caught by the tight end, Jalen Braden.
Fumble. Wow.
Well, the Longview says they got it. They did.
Yeah.
Somehow they got it back.
What happened is Jalen Braden caught the ball, then fumbled as he was hit. It went down to a West Monroe player, and then he fumbled it himself back to Longview. Now we got flags, unsportsmanlike.
Oh, and Kuhneman.
I got to tell you, that's a little confusing what they just did.
It sure was.
I mean, we had two fumbles on the play, then an unsportsmanlike. Now we're back to first and 10, back on the 38. King got hit pretty good. He's kind of gone to the sideline. He's over Linden, leaning forward, but he's going to go back into the huddle.
He got tagged pretty good.
He's limping, but we'll see. Now we got a penalty flag thrown.
That's a strange penalty flag thrown.
I think they called a flag on Coach King is what I think for unsportsmanlike. Possibly. That's what it was. Now, I'm speculating, but I think he was a little unhappy with the hit on Haynes King and said something to the officials.
Well, they got penalized. Longview did back to the 41-yard line, so it's going to be first down, but a long way to go. So Longview's going to try a 49-yard field goal.
We know he's got the leg. Let's just see. This is a long one, though.
This one's on its way. No good. So, West Monroe gets it back with a 5:53 mark here in the third quarter. Longview 17 and West Monroe 7. Second down and 7 for West Monroe at your own 35-yard line. They give it again. Oh, this time Longview's there with a hit. Sawyer Gorham West with a tackle.
when he wrapped the back up, and there's no movement after that. He weighs, what, 275?
290. 54-yard punt and no return.
54 yards basically in the air, because when it hit, it really didn't roll anywhere. He's a pretty impressive punter.
He sure is. Well, we've got 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Longview's got a 17-7 lead, and the football at their own 26-yard line. Well, that's a holding penalty. That's going to move down to the 30, back to the 33-yard line. Still going to be second down, but it's going to be second down and a long way to go this time. A 63-yard punt from Haynes King.
I tell you, though, Brent, that was an end-over-end kind of a rugby-style punt, but you just can't let somebody just punt the ball out there and let it roll, you know, 20 yards or something. You got to get over there and do something.
Sure, got to do something.
As it is, West Monroe starts back on their own 3-yard line.
Third down and about two for a first, and that'll end the third quarter. Longview leads 17-7. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. High formation. Pull back up the middle.
I don't know. If that's a third and 12 and you run a dive play, that tells you what they think about their passing game.
Fourth down. Under 5 minutes we go with 4:59 to go in the game.
This has been Cade Meredith's best game, I think, this season.
No question about it. Well, it's third down, and Longview's got two to go, a long two. Spread formation for Longview. King is going to – no, he gave it to Meredith, and Meredith got caught for a loss.
Yeah, they were running a read play, and that time he gave it to Meredith, and they weren't fooled.
Second down and eight. Little back to throw. Going to be chased. He's going to be sacked.
Well, Beltran, the first guy to grab him, and that's a huge loss from their 22-yard line back to, I think they're going to spot it on the 14.
So Longview had no one back. 72-yard punt, no return. So Longview will go on offense. A minute 29 to go in the game.
I tell you, Brent, this is going to be an interesting contrast, because we've played a team that only runs the football. They threw a few passes tonight, eight. But next week we're going to play Rockwall, and they're going to throw every down. So, we're going to have back-to-back games. You got to prepare completely different.
So Longview's going to take a knee? I don't think they'll have to take another one. Longview has beaten West Monroe tonight here in Independence Stadium, 17-7. To go 4-0 on the season.
Think about this, too. 17-7, when is the last time that Longview's played a game where the second half nobody scored?
Nobody scored.
That's kind of amazing.
That'll do it. Longview will take a knee, and they've beaten West Monroe tonight, 17-7.